The early Roman Empire had idealized Greece and adopted much of her culture, and the cup shows what is clearly a Greek scene. Is this a Roman sexual fantasy of a classical Greek male coupling? Perhaps by placing it in a Greek past, any moral discomfort is put at a safe distance, while adding to the titillation of the forbidden and the exotic. And perhaps everybody, everywhere, believes that the best sex happens somewhere else. Professor James Davidson, author of The Greeks and Greek Love, explains.
What's interesting is that although this vase looks back to the classical period, the Greek vase painters, who were by no means prudish or modest when it came to depicting sex, nevertheless carefully avoided scenes of homosexual intercourse, at least penetrative intercourse. So, in a way, the Romans are showing what couldn't be shown 500 years earlier. So you can say, if you like, that the Greek world, as it did for Warren and as it did since the 18th century or even in the Middle Ages, provided an alibi for societies to think about homosexuality, to talk about homosexuality, to represent homosexuality. It made it into a piece of art more than pornography. So it's a kind of cover, if you like, for something which is not necessarily very easy to depict. It needs some kind of excuse, if you like, and the excuse is provided by classical imagery.